National Disability Awards in Canberra last night honoured those people who make an outstanding contribution to the lives of Australians who live with a disability. Among the finalists was William Johns. He's a financial planner who specialises in helping people with disability and their carers manage their money. Today, people with a disability are living longer because of improvements in healthcare, so having a solid financial plan has become more critical. William Johns joins us now. William, welcome to RN Breakfast and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you very much.
You were a finalist for the Emerging Leaders Award. Were you surprised, William, to be singled out for your efforts?
It's always a pleasure and a shock to be singled out. And the nomination was made by clients, and so that was a fantastic thing to be acknowledged in that way. Mm. And that I've made some difference to improve their lives.
Tell me a little bit about your specialty, this financial planning business, where you offer special services for, well, services catering and designed for people with disability. What got you into that specific line of work?
In the year 2000, my mother was diagnosed with MS, and that was a very difficult time for the family, as you can imagine. Due to severe financial difficulties, my mother recommended that I take up an accounting degree. I wasn't very good as an accountant, and so I pursued an applied finance degree. I remember taking a financial planning university course that covered Centrelink disability support pension payments. Carer payment and allowance at the time was in the course, and we were desperate for such relief. So I took my financial planning guide to Centrelink with mum, and we applied for appropriate payments that way. That's how it got me started, and from then I started working with her advocates, case managers, social workers, and that really allowed me to understand the system and who's involved and what services they can offer.
Understanding the system is one thing. I suppose understanding the particular challenges of people with disability, and those challenges are different depending on your disability, of course. Tell us a bit about that challenge and the challenge for a financial advisor working with people.
Only last week I had a lady with diabetes in the office. Now, diabetes is very common. Many people that we know have diabetes, but we don't really think about what that means. So this particular lady couldn't concentrate for a prolonged period of time, and she was falling asleep during the meeting. So by understanding her particular challenges in concentration and in fact staying awake during the meeting to talk about important things such as financial matters, I said to her, look, let's nap together. Let's nap for 20 minutes. What do you need? And so by understanding the particular disability, I suppose, in that way, or illness, we can address it more appropriately to allow people to get in their comfort zone and grasp the serious financial matters in front of them in a way that is more appropriate to them.
I understand you also work with people who have suffered a stroke, and that might interrupt their verbal communication. How have you worked fine-tuned that?
I've undertook a master's degree in Flinders University called Master in Disability Studies. And I found that very helpful because it touched on communication and assistive tools such as technology, iPads and so on, that people in the disability sector often use for children with autism, people who are deaf-blind and so on. So what we started to do was take that concept and integrate it into our financial planning practice. So we use technology, basically, to communicate complex ideas such as comics and so on and pictures. So we are allowed then to customize and tailor our advice to that particular person's abilities rather than the disability. So that works quite well.
It's 23 past six. Our guest is William Johns, Managing Director of Health and Finance Integrated, which is a financial planning company specialising in helping people with disability and their carers. All of us need financial advice at some time or other. But there are elements of vulnerability, I guess, with people with a disability, but also the situation for people with disability are changing. Some are living longer because of improved health plans and health advice and healthcare available. Has that had an impact on the the way you advise people and the sort of advice you draw up for people?
These days people with disability live as long and as fulfilled lives as people without a disability. And it certainly is a case of managing the money in a way to ensure that it lasts in their lifetime. Sometimes, particularly for acquired disability, these people have children, some of them, and some of them have aspirations for their kids like everybody else, and so they would like to leave some inheritance or bequest some money to a charity or so on. So that, you know, their normal needs and aspirations are just per standard. And so that does make a challenge because, as you may be aware, that people with disability potentially have a higher expense to look after their health and well-being. A wheelchair costs upward of, up to $25,000. So, it is a challenge, but we have to manage that challenge, and by being aware, it helps.
All right, William, well, congratulations again, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
William Johns is a Managing Director of Health and Finance Integrated, which is a financial services specialised in helping people with disability and their carers, and he was one of those nominated for the National Disability Awards in Canberra, one of those honoured last night.